Shaw & Partners, Andrew Callagher, morning, morning, morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Speaking from America, it is shutdown related still, isn't it? Or have I got that completely wrong?
Well, the number was postponed from last Friday to today. And you can, there's a lot moving about with this number, Mike. These stats just don't seem to be straightforward these days. So a bit of context here. The labour market has been giving off sort of in the US some sort of weaker vibes, and it's seemingly at odds with what, you know, the last GDP number indicated, that they've got quite a strong economy at the moment. So you've got what's being talked about in the US is what's been called a slow hire, slow fire jobs market. It is, of course, a key part of the economy. It's one part of the Fed's dual mandate together with inflation. Now, what we can report is that overnight the headline numbers were much better than expected. So employers added 130,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate printed at 4.3%. Now, that's almost double the number of jobs, almost double expectations. Expectations sitting around 65,000 and unemployment at 4.4%. So you cheer that. It does suggest that there is currently a good recovery in the labour market. So you obviously sort of cue a negative reaction in US long bonds, US Treasury rates moved a bit higher, and expectations for Fed rate cuts have been shifted out, but they haven't been shifted out very much. It's simply about a month, so they're taken from June to July. What we do have to mention here, though, is they're not all rosy numbers. There was a very significant revision to the prior year, to 2025, with revisions now revealing that job gains averaged just 15,000 per month. That was reported initially at 49,000. Also, significant revisions to 2024 as well. Now, where you have got shutdown impacts, Mike, is on those numbers last year, because there were lots of factors affecting the jobs market last year. Mm. You had the government shutdown, but more important were those cuts that came out of DOGE. And we didn't actually see those hit the numbers until later in the year, until sort of September, October. If I do look at the numbers that we've seen there, healthcare gains were pretty important. Social assistance, they're the main engine of jobs growth at the moment. Also good numbers in construction and manufacturing. They were offset by cuts in things like transportation, financial services, and of course, the government sector. If I look at share market reaction at the moment, fairly muted. I would have thought they would have reacted a little bit more negatively to those news about the expectations for the Fed rate cuts, but at the moment they're fairly stable, and the US dollar index is a little bit stronger.
Okay, bring it back home. Concrete, do we have good news on concrete?
We sure do.
Good.
A bit of ready-mix news. So the debt quarter, there's good news here. So the debt quarter saw a lift in ready-mix concrete compared to the December 24 quarter. More importantly, it's the first increase on a quarter-to-quarter basis since the data series began, at least the numbers supplied by Stats New Zealand. So that's since 2022, so that's 3 years. That's on an actual volume by area basis. On a seasonally adjusted basis, we've now had two consecutive quarters for growth. Unsurprisingly, strong numbers from Christchurch, also the city, not just the city, but the broader Canterbury region, also the Waikato. We're not seeing the dial move in Auckland just yet. The year-on-year numbers, they're still lower, but there's definitely an improving trend here.
Good. And then we got China. I cannot work out, you know, clearly neither can you. So where's China at?
Well, we've said we'll keep you listeners abreast of economic developments here. Well, they've got no inflation, basically. The inflation data yesterday, consumer inflation printed lower than expected. So their year-on-year number now, 0.2%. Mike, imagine that. It was expected to come out at 0.4. In other words, absolutely no inflation at all. The month-on-month, 0.2. The core inflation, that's excluding the volatile time items, was a little bit higher. But when I look at PPI inflation, Mike, business inflation, it's still heading lower. In other words, it's negative. It fell 1.4% from a year earlier. What I can see, though, in those PPI, the business inflation numbers, is the last few months have been increasing. So it's not often we say that increasing inflation is a good thing, but it does seem to suggest there is some improvement in the business sector. But yeah, negative inflation, not something we see in New Zealand, right?
No, indeed not. Numbers, please.
So the Dow Jones down 4 points or 2 points or 1 point now as I look at it. So basically, let's just say it's unmoved, 50,192. The S&P 500 down 5 points, 6936. Slightly lower on the NASDAQ. It's down 0.25%, 60 points, 23,041. Overnight, the FTSE 100 up just over 1%, 10,472. The Japanese market's not moved because they had a public holiday yesterday. Shanghai Composite up 4,4131. The ASX 200, they had a bit of a storming day yesterday. CBA released their results, very well received. That does tend to move the index. They were up 147 points, 1.66% gain, 9,014. And the NZX 50 down 6 points yesterday, 13,507. Kiwi dollar, unchanged really, 0.6053 against the US, 0.8497 Aussie, 0.5096 against the euro, 0.4435 against the pound, 92.59 Japanese yen. Gold, $5,070, and Brent crude, $69.95.
Go well, mate. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.